like open doors.
Tune in live this Wednesday, April 26, 2017, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. A wild ride it is. It just gets wilder. We'll talk a little bit about the full-scale exercises underway today that are happening but aren't happening, but are happening but aren't. Kind of up and down the East Coast, really, and who knows, probably beyond, but talk a little bit about that. Obviously, Operation Gotham Shield is one of the aspects of that that folks have been talking about for a while, because information on that has been out. You look at some of meeting minutes, for example, of some of the different municipalities and emergency response teams, and they've been putting out notices on this for several months. You can find meeting minutes, for example, in January and December and November and September of last year even. So, but this is part of an annual coordinated exercise event, and so we'll talk a little bit about some of the full-scale exercises that are taking place this week and much more. It's interesting, you know, that they're happening but they're not. I just think that's kind of fascinating. And usually there are stock photos that are provided by the emergency management teams and sometimes the news outlets as well. So we'll talk more about that. But first, kind of an interesting brief aside that keeps coming to my attention, and I keep trying to frame it in different ways so that it makes sense to people, but we'll try that again today and hopefully it makes sense. First, though, I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all road warriors, those who would esteem ourselves to be, and as always, feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discussion. So what am I talking about? What keeps coming to mind? I was listening to a nationally syndicated radio talk radio host yesterday talk about with a guest, former FBI agent. I think the guy's COINTELPRO. But maybe they both are. I think the host is just unwitting. But I think the former, wink, wink, FBI guy is COINTELPRO. Why? Because this conflict that's being fomented doesn't need to be. It's simple. We can sort these things out. We can understand who's who in the zoo. You know, the first order of business in war is knowing who your enemy is. Know your enemy. There's a lot of friendly fire going on the battlefield these days, unfortunately. So what am I talking about? Well, you know, the real threat to America is Christianity. As a Christian or even an unbelieving American, can you imagine the absolute shock and utter horror of hearing those words? Man, that's a shocking statement. And I, you know, just letting that float out there for a second, the real threat to America is Christianity. It's horrifying. It's horrifying to me anyway. I presume it would be to you as well. And yet, Muslims across the country and around the world are receiving that very message that the real threat to America is Islam. And that's how it's couched. You don't have to look very far to find direct confirmation. And I won't mention the host or the guest, but you know, you can that to which I referred earlier or alluded, I should say. But I'm sure you've heard the same thing. You hear it every night on the nightly news. You see it every day in the headlines. Really, that's the message, whether it's subtle and implicit or more overt and direct. That's the message. And a closer examination reveals a much broader, more subtle and insidious, even imperceptible at times, effort to send that very message almost on purpose. If you didn't, you know, if you didn't know better, you'd think, especially for folks that are allegedly in, you know, counterterrorism efforts and so forth, the folks that should be in the know, for example, the guest that I was referring to, no mention of words like Wahhabism, Salafism, as some have aptly put it, I would say, Salafism is Wahhabism on tour. I think that's a great way to put that, because Wahhabism is essentially Saudi Arabia's state-sanctioned religion, and it derives from the unholy relationship between Wahhab and bin Saud back in the day. You can look that up for yourself. But so ever since then, for the last 200 or so years, it's effectively been the Saudi religion. And it's really not a religion, it's an ideology. Salafism is definitely an ideology, not a religion. It's used, again, as I mentioned yesterday, you can find it on the Salafi movement Wikipedia entry under views on extremism. Salafism is used to justify the violent jihadi acts of groups like Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Al-Shabaab, Boko Haram, and all of the other Mujahideen offshoots. And remember, the CIA created the Mujahideen as part of as one side of a conflict that was fomented by the West. And again, Zbigniew Brzezinski was very clear about that. So again, a closer examination reveals a much broader, more subtle and insidious, even imperceptible to most, effort to send the message that the real threat to America and the world, now you're seeing it all over the place, is Islam. But that conflates Islam with Islamism, aka political Islam, aka Wahhabism, Salafism, Diobandism, the Muslim Brotherhood, etc. And you can compare the trends, the rise of Islam and Muslim versus Islamism, political Islam, Wahhabism, Salafism, Deobandism, Muslim Brotherhood, in, for example, Google Trends. And you'll find that Islam and Muslim are skyrocketing in terms of search volume and proliferation out on the web versus these other terms. Now, if we're really concerned with radical jihad or whatever specious moniker we want to use, then wouldn't you think that we would be getting knowledged up? Islam has been around for, well, quite some time now, obviously, you know, 1400 years or so. Islam is a term that's been around for 1400 years. Wahhabism is a term that's only been around for, say, a couple hundred years. So if Wahhabism is the social virus, the proxy ideology, and Salafism in particular is the ideology that is used as the excuse for violent jihadi acts, if that's the primary source of those kinds of despicable acts and thinking, wouldn't you think that those terms would be skyrocketing? But instead, the media and even the apparent leaders of the fight against radical jihad or radical Islam or whatever you want, whatever term you want to assign it, broader Islam is being lumped in, and the two are being conflated. And people that haven't done any homework are running around like Chicken Little saying the sky is falling, you know, this is what's going to happen. They don't know what they're talking about. No research. Which would be the same, you know, to try to put that in context, that would be the same as, you know, I read the Bible. I believe it. If you ask me to boil it down to one word, I would say love. One concept, do love, do perfect love. That's the operative concept. And you see that illustrated in a number of passages. You know, there's one law, the royal law. You can go to Romans 13, I believe, and see, for example, like Paul says, render to all what is due them. Tax to whom tax is due. Custom to whom custom. Fear to whom fear. Honor to whom honor. Owe nothing to anyone except to love one another. For he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. For this, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet. All of these commandments, Paul writes, and if there is any other commandment, it is summed up in this saying, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor, therefore love is a fulfillment of the law. That's one example. So, you know, I would say that. And then, you know, for someone to come to me who has not read the Bible, but who has heard someone say something and refers to that someone and the someone's excerpt from the Bible, perhaps the Old Testament, because people do that all the time, and that person would say to me, no, Chris, you're wrong. The Bible is all about hate. It's all about violence and murder. For example, look, you know, here's God telling, you know, talking about killing a whole, you know, wiping out an entire race of people. You know, what God says to Saul in 1 Samuel 15, for example, I think is one example. And not understanding, you know, this person not having read the Bible, trying to quote to me, you know, Saul being urged by God to wipe out the Amalekites. All of them, even the animals, nothing should survive. This person might say, look, see, that's an example. It's a, you know, a vengeful, hateful God that you serve. And wouldn't that be ignorant? This person hasn't read anything. I've read the book. I've prayed in earnest thoughtfully considered these things. I can explain that if this person has any time or desire to have a meaningful dialogue on the subject. I, you know, would counter that saying Old Testament, New Testament, no, God didn't change, but there's something that happened. There was a reason for that. And there's a very clear and obvious reason. You don't see that in the New Testament. Would you like to have a conversation about this? In the same sense, people are running around hysterically talking about Islam, and I'm not an apologist per se for Islam. I am a fact and truth apologist, and we should be focusing on the facts and the truth instead of mindlessly parroting rhetoric that we don't fully understand. Because some talking head did. I mentioned Tucker Carlson's maiden voyage in Bill O'Reilly's spot. I mentioned that yesterday, and of course that was Monday's broadcast. I forget the reporter that he had on, or the Fox News commentator, but the guy said, I forget his name, he said, you know, we have to know, we are in our job, Tucker, as you know, we are required to know a little bit about a whole lot. And that says it all to me, really. You're listening to people read off a teleprompter in most cases, or prepared notes. It's a very narrow, very myopic view of a broad subject. I would argue that there is an element of stovepiping there in many cases. Presenting information, facts, intelligence, whatever, in a very specific context so as to foment a particular view and opinion. And in turn, a particular response. So people aren't going out and getting a copy of the Quran like Thomas Jefferson or John Adams or others did, and reading it for themselves. Instead, they're listening to talking heads talk about something they don't know, and then they're going to go out and pretend to be experts. It's disgraceful, really. But the bigger problem is that conflating these things is going to foment greater hostility. In other words, it's counterproductive. And it's very unfortunate. You know, like I said, a closer examination reveals, it seems, a much broader effort, a more subtle and insidious, even imperceptible effort to send that very message that the real threat to America is Islam. And, you know, you've heard, you listen to this network, you've heard, reports of Homeland Security. We've actually seen documents published from Homeland Security and other agencies, for example, that target folks that believe the Constitution, you know, means what it says what it means, American, you know, originalists or whatever are terrorists. It's the same kind of thing to attack broader Islam. It creates more enemies than it thwarts. And Robin Cook was certainly right when he made that point back in 2005. Anyway, I think Jeremy Scahill put it best back in 2014 when he said these words. Go ahead, please.
Forces were fighting that group. So what am I saying here? What I'm saying is that the United States, through its policies, created the very threat that it claims to be fighting now. And in continuing this policy, what President Obama is doing is embracing the very lies that made the Cheney-Bush-Iraq war possible. And in the process, he's creating yet another generation of people in the Islamic world who are going to grow up in a society where they believe that their religion is being targeted, where they believe that the United States is a gratuitous enemy. And so this is sort of an epic formula for blowback.
About as well as it can be said. We'll be right back.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app. A global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. It's interesting to me that this thing referred to as Operation Gotham Shield is sort of cloaked in secrecy, shrouded in secrecy. You know, it's just full-scale exercises. That's what they always say. And, you know, there have been others recently, but It's interesting how you don't see much about this. There is a complete media blackout, and then suddenly it's happening, and no big deal, nothing to see here. For example, I think Fox 5 DC's coverage of it's you know, messes with your head. You know, Fred in Iowa, normalcy bias, confirmation bias, cognitive dissonance definitely apply, definitely are in full effect. The headline yesterday at Fox 5 DC, full-scale terror attack drill taking place across DC region. Law enforcement officials, emergency managers, and first responders are taking part in a full-scale exercise Wednesday to help them prepare for possible terror attacks in the D.C. region. The drill is taking place at six locations around suburban Maryland, North Virginia, and the district. Though officials are not releasing specific details about where or exactly what will take place. Of course, you know, this government is not beholden to the people anymore, so who cares? In a news release, the organization said the exercise is meant to, quote, help protect residents by preparing for an attack involving multiple target locations and teams of perpetrators, end quote. It will include hundreds of police, fire crews, and emergency medical service personnel, as well as volunteer actors. Can you believe that? I mean, it's, you know, crisis actors are going to be part of the drill. Fun stuff. So, you know, and just continuing with the piece, residents in neighborhoods where the exercises will take place, how the hell are you supposed to know? How are you supposed to know if, you know, it's happening, but we don't know where exactly or what? There will be crisis actors, volunteer actors. Who knows what's real and what's not? This is how you mess with people's heads. This is how you invert reality, and suddenly someone's sitting there watching a real bad thing take place while eating popcorn. But then because the media tells them a drill is real, they respond, you know, the way they should to the normal thing. It's just, it's all bizarre. A way of inverting thinking and society and so forth. So residents in neighborhoods where exercises will take place, okay, what neighborhoods? We're being notified in advance to expect activity. Isn't that fun? The locations include neighborhoods in Northeast and Southeast D.C., Prince George's County, Arlington, and Fairfax counties. Law enforcement officials practice and exercise their skills on their own regularly because that's the best way to ensure we are always ready to respond quickly and professionally, Scott Boggs, Managing Director of Homeland Security and Public Safety at COG, said in a statement. Boggs added that there's no reason to be alarmed as the exercise would take place in a controlled environment. It's all weird. It's all weird. It's all Orwellian doublespeak. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, let's do something different because we've had trouble with phones for the last couple of days. We'll open up the phone lines now. Feel free to call in 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. We've had a little bit of difficulty getting to your calls the last couple of days, and this is not a complete remedy, but at least it's better than nothing. So not what we typically do, but that's fine. There's plenty of fodder to be kicking around these days. So speaking of the drills, the full-scale exercises that are going on on the East Coast in particular this week, I thought it was interesting. Speaking of creepy coincidences, a company called EMT, Emergency Management and Training Inc., headquartered in Barrie, Ontario, just north of Toronto, coincidentally not far from New York, New Jersey, the New York, New Jersey area, one of the areas where some of this week's full-scale exercises are taking place, tweeted this earlier this month, April 11th, this from the EMT, Emergency Management and Training, Twitter account. It says, our team loves to design and implement large, full-scale exercises. And it has a photo, an aerial photo of incident management and response tents, you know, on location tents and equipment. You know, it's very interesting. I mean, we're taking the concept of a fire drill to monumental proportions. I mean, it's just, it's incredible. So what does the federal government in particular and all of these agencies, what do they know that we don't know? That we need to be preparing the entire East Coast for, you know, a coordinated attack of some kind. And, you know, then of course we get back to the known wolf, as Patrick Henningsen and crew over at 21st Century Wire put it, and aptly so. You know, every single time, you can tell folks, I mean, I was looking at a story today about, gosh, what's the guy's name? Back in November of 2015, the guy who allegedly murdered his wife. I think it's Debate, D-A-B-A-T-E. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, but and the latest story is that his Fitbit, her Fitbit was used, that the data on it was used to essentially provide evidence against him. Which is an interesting story all by itself. You know, speaking of interesting stories, the BBC story published, I think, yesterday, Are America's Whites Really Dying Faster? Is an interesting story. You know, and you have that in as kind of a counter to that story. Was it published yesterday, I think? The principal, was it down in Florida? That was an AP story, yeah, down in St. Petersburg, Florida. Principal transferred after asking to group white students. And that sounds really awful on the face of it, but from what I understand, you know, it's school, 606 students, 49 are white, predominantly black kids. I'm not saying that any of this is okay. What I would focus on is, you know, and she apologized. She asked for a transfer, and it's interesting, the headline, the AP headline, principal transferred after asking to group white students. She actually asked for the transfer. She apologized. She said it was an error in judgment, and it was. But you know, one of the parents apparently said, as black people, we're used to being the only black person in a classroom. You know, that's what she said she wanted. She didn't want one white child in a classroom full of black children. And that's not okay. None of this is okay. But the point is, you see this story, then you see this other story today or yesterday at the same time, basically fomenting racial tension. That's the point. And that's not okay. None of this is okay. It gets back to my original point about fomenting hostility by conflating Islam and Wahhabism, Salafism. Islam is a religion. Salafism is an ideology. To conflate them is to be in error. And in the same sense, to foment racial tension, which is a contrived term itself, you know, you watch kids play. Kids don't care. They only care when these concepts are introduced to them. And obviously, this principal, Christine Hoffman, who again requested a transfer, apparently, off the Campbell Park Elementary School. This was an elementary school down in St. Petersburg, Florida. You know, to do that to kids is to stigmatize them in a way that presumably will affect them throughout the rest of their lives. That's not okay. But, you know, as I said, who can, with all the racial tension that's being fomented predominantly by Soros et al. Funded groups, who can blame her? And, you know, George Soros has admitted that he wants to he doesn't believe in God. Do you believe in God? No. He has said that directly. He has admitted that he wants to work to build an international order. He's not a nationalist, so to speak. He's not for he's not patriotic or has no allegiance to America, and that should be a problem for folks, especially when we see this proliferation of organizations through the Open Societies Foundation that are working to foment contrived conflict in the Alinskyite fashion, stirring people up just to stir people up, essentially, to get them moving. So beware of the movement, because sheep don't move by themselves. They're usually goaded. Hopefully all of that makes sense. None of it's okay. Segregation in this fashion is not okay, but neither is fomenting conflict between groups that otherwise wouldn't be in conflict with each other. Kind of like in the Middle East, if you look closely, you see the evisceration of the Shia communities and governments in particular. Those are the governments that are under attack and being replaced not by Sunni, but being overrun by Wahhabi and Salafi radical ideological fringe groups. The ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, Khorasan group, those kinds of groups. So, you know, the radical, puritanical fringe lunatic ideology. Anyway, there's more to say on that. And speaking of that, you know, mimetic warfare is a concept we have to circle back around to at some point, because this is what's happening. You know, according to the military intelligence professional bulletin that I've mentioned in the past, PB34-10-2, volume 36, number 2, published back in 2010, remember, page 43 talks about mimetic warfare being the future of war. In fact, that's the title of the section by First Lieutenant Brian J. Hancock, or the article, if you want to call it that, Mimetic Warfare, the Future of War. What does that mean? And is it happening in America? I submit it is. And proof is in the Google Trends that I mentioned. You know, if you compare, we should be getting knowledged up on the real issue, but instead we don't know our enemy, And really, it's not even political Islam, if we're talking about that. Who is fomenting this conflict, this contrived conflict between political Zionism and political Islam, which is, to me, that to me represents World War III. And that's in direct correlation to what the allegedly spurious letter from Albert Pike to Giuseppe Mazzini back in 1871 states. Exactly that. That's interesting. It's particularly interesting when you really understand the talking points that political Zionism is just that and political Islam is just that, yet these get conflated. Political Islam is conflated with political Zionism is conflated with this modern geopolitical contrivance known as Israel and Orthodox Judaism. Those don't go together. And political Islam is conflated with Islam and Muslims. Orthodox Muslims, if you want to call them that. Sunni, Shia. So political Islam, Islamism, Wahhabism, Salafism, Deobandism, the Muslim Brotherhood, those do not go together with the average Muslim on the street. So who is encouraging society to conflate these terms, political Zionism and the thing called Israel, with Orthodox Judaism? And on the other side of that conflict, political Islam, Islamism, Wahhabism, Salafism, etc., getting lumped in with broader Islam. Who's encouraging that? Because if we're really getting smart, you'd think people would be searching for political Zionism and political Islam. We would see those trends in searches. There's a massive spike in searches for political Zionism and political Islam. Aha, I see what's going on, because that's what's happening. This conflict is being fomented, and just like Pike wrote to Mazzini, allegedly, folks are being drawn in on either side of that conflict, either for or against in various ways. But it's as if the whole world is being drawn into this specious conflict. Anyway, let's go to the phones real quick and grab Dave in Wisconsin. Dave, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Thank you, and good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
Yeah. I want to just mention something that I think that was overlooked last week, essentially by the different talk radio hosts that I listen to as often as I can. And I do have a lot on my plate right now, but 24 years ago last week, the Christians were mass murdered at Waco, Texas. And I didn't hear anything about that, any discussion about that. And that was, of course, led under a president that was a Democrat, but the Republicans went along for the ride to enhance their power and et cetera. And so, but that being said, to not get off topic or off point, as a Christian, I think that Christianity in this nation has been deliberately muddled up and confused by a lot of people that pretend to be Christians but are not. And just one example is in the Church of Christ, just as one example, okay, I'm not picking out one denomination and then pillorying it, but there are some of the people that minister within that denomination that that assert that John did not write the revelation in 96 AD, but that it was in 68, which was before before Jerusalem was sacked and the temple was destroyed. And that changes everything in the way that it literally casts turmoil into everything else, because if
sure, that, implying yeah. that basically that already happened.
Yeah,
the book
exactly.
of Revelation already transpired, right?
Yeah, so it's things like that as a Christian I try to focus on, while while still keeping the right perspective that, all right, these are people that have been told something but from someone else that was in a seminary that taught them that or that type of thing. But like you said earlier, uninformed people that believe what everything they hear, no matter how absurd it is. And I like to think that John chapter 14, verse 6 is a good place to, as a Christian, a good place to defend genuine Christianity. Because, and I'll use an absurd example of someone that asserted something that on its surface appears absurd, but when you think it through, when Rachel Dolezal asserted that she was from African descent.
Hold that thought for a second, Dave, and we'll come back to that after the break here. We're headed into a break, folks. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Thank you.
All right, welcome back. We're on the phones. We have Dave in Wisconsin on the phone. Dave, you mentioned the best defense, perhaps, John 14:6, which is Jesus saying, I am the way, the truth, the life, and no one comes to the Father but through me. And then you were going to make an absurd example.
Appears absurd. All right. Rachel Dolezal asserted that she was black. And
well, no, she says she identifies as black.
Identifies as black, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And by her appearance, it's easy to ascertain and determine she is not black, and therefore what is invoked is feelings-based, quote-unquote, logic, which is not logical. That's what we see. There's a never-ending argument that gets invited into a conversation if someone allows that. That's why Jesus kept saying when he was asked over and over about his position and his truth, he kept saying, it is written, and he referred to the prophets. He didn't refer to events that had taken place and what someone felt or thought. He referred to what is written. He kept saying, it is written. And that's why I say John 14:6 is so important, because the colloquy before that is essentially his disciples asking him, well, why can't we follow you? You know, and his first expression there is, I am the way. And
yeah.
And that's profound, because there are so many people that are looking for the way. And regarding Islam in the question of all of it, there's a man that studied the issue quite carefully, and his name is Randall Terry, and he asserts that it's necessary to look at the life of Muhammad and what was written about him in order to understand what was established. It's called What Would Muhammad Do? I don't know if it's still online or not, but his overall impression from what he presents is that from its foundation with Muhammad, that it is vicious and it's violent. And of course there are people that are not violent that identify with Islam. But nevertheless, if that's foundational, that's important to understand and know. But
absolutely.
Yeah, but understanding that when we as Christians go, all right, what can we point to as a starting point to defend? I just think John 14:6 is an excellent place to do that.
Yep. I wouldn't disagree with you. Thanks, Dave. I appreciate it. That'll do it for the first hour, the second hour coming up right after this short break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.